Now we're coming to the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which is entitled Karma Yoga. Nahi kashit kshanamapi jatu tishtati akarmakrit. Krishna says everyone has to act. We're all acting. We're stretching, we're sitting, we're breathing, we're moving, we're working, we're studying. We do so many things. The word karma has multiple meanings. Karma means action, it means work, it also means the reaction to work. But it's something that we're all doing. We are all engaged in different types of activity. And the law of karma is such that whatever you do, you will get a reaction. This Sir Isaac Newton, some hundreds of years back here in the UK, discovered that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Similarly, everything that we do in this world, be it good or bad, has its implication, and the consequence of that implication is that we become bound to this material world, loka bandhana. We become bound to this world. But the whole idea of yoga is liberation. It is to actually become free from this world and to go back to Krishna. And here's Arjuna, who is doing about the most, I'll use the word mundane, or at least the most material type of work, which is fighting on a battlefield. So if we're talking about being in the IT sector, or someone's an engineer, or someone's a lawyer, well, maybe lawyers are more down the scale than soldiers. Lawyers.
My wife's in the legal...
Hare Krishna. My apologies. Not, but that doesn't apply to devotees, of course. And everyone has to work, so is it hopeless? Do we get entangled? So no, yoga, karma, yoga. There's a science. There's a science if you're a soldier, an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever type of work you may be doing. You can act in a way where there's not just karma, but there's akarma. No reaction to that work, which is not bad. The best type of karma is that karma which ultimately will liberate you. But in any case, you have to stay away from vikarma, or forbidden action. And here is where knowing the difference between right and wrong becomes very important. It's not that I believe in the Bhagavad Gita. I may believe in eating, but unless I know how to cook, believing in eating is not going to nourish me or satisfy my appetite. So I need to know more than just believing in the Gita, I have to know the Gita. And if we know the Gita, then we know how to act in such a way that we are not bound to this world, but that actually the activities that we do liberate us. And ultimately we'll see, and of course this is what the essence of Srila Prabhupada's naming this movement is, that it's your consciousness that makes the difference. Arjuna didn't change his military tactics, but he changed his consciousness. So if you do things with the right consciousness, and we'll talk about that more later, then your activity will become karma yoga. And if your consciousness is better, then your activity will become devotion. And if it's even better than that, then it will become pure devotion. And that's why it's called the Krishna Consciousness Movement. If you're always conscious of Krishna, it doesn't matter what you do, then Krishna consciousness will liberate you and it will take you back to Krishna.